Hello, guys. Welcome back to another episode. I'm Taylor.
I'm Sam.
I don't even know what to say. It was like an intro.
Oh, I want to immediately say, this is what I want to say, because I keep getting so many questions the last 2 weeks about, is there a podcast that dropped? We record on Wednesdays now, and it will be up later in the day on Wednesday. So just make sure you have your push notifications on in Apple Podcasts and in Spotify. So that way, when it does drop, you're the first one to know.
Yeah. It just works like this. And like, I didn't want to change the day on y'all again because we were Friday and now we're Wednesday. Now y'all are used to Wednesday. So rather than pushing it till Thursday, it's just going to come on Wednesday. We record early and you'll get it by like noon. Last week it took a while because I was having issues. That's why I was up on Thursday. The website was giving me problems, but I think it's all fixed now. So like, it's 9:30. This will probably be up by latest 12.
Yeah.
So no worries, especially if you're West Coast. If you're West Coast, you'll have it bright and early.
I know, 2 hours late.
Yeah, like,
or if you're on the other side of the world, you're gonna get it in the middle of the night.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll just say that we like moved. It's a different time zone.
Yeah. Anyways, one thing about you.
One thing about me is I like literally need another pet. I have an itch so bad to give my cat a friend. He looks so lonely all the time. And you're supposed to get cats in pairs. That's like the rule. You're supposed to have two. So I'm going to mosey around the animal shelter on Sunday and see what happens.
I'm interested to see
I'm
how
going
this goes.
To the animal shelter on Sunday and just gonna take a look around. Also watching.
You should bring Phineas and put him on a leash.
Watching Mac and Cheese, not cheese, but Mac. I was like, oh, I would love a Mac in my apartment. I was like watching Mac.
You don't want
so
a cheese
fun.
In your apartment?
No, cheese is a fucking
idiot.
Yeah, cheese no, but Mac was such a good boy. I was like, oh, I would love a little good boy in my apartment. Everyone yeah. in this apartment has a dog. When I tell you, everyone in this apartment has
oh, wait,
a dog.
You want to get a dog?
No, if it was the most perfect dog I've ever seen, but the second I got a dog, I would send it off to get trained.
Yeah, I would. I thought you were saying you want to get a cat.
I do want to get a cat, but if the most
the space
amazing
is
thing.
Really small for a dog.
Yeah, but if it's a small dog, like
yeah.
It was chilling with three was pushing it, but like it wasn't even that bad.
Yeah.
Mac and Phineas were like, if it was just them, I was chilling.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
But yeah, definitely I'm gonna mosey though. On the animal shelter. Just see what I can find. What's in my pocket of my pants? Look money.
Why do you have $5?
I didn't
Why know is that rolled up, Taylor?
I didn't know I had money in my pocket.
Dude. She just pulled that $5 out of her pocket and it was literally rolled up like a straw.
It was folded, you asshole. I do drugs.
Imagine. That thing. Would be so fucked up.
That'd
if
be
you
so
just
fucked
pulled
up.
That out and you're like, you've been hiding a secret from me. No. You have like a newfound obsession.
Oh my God, no.
My one thing about me is that I got my period early. I've been getting my period every 7 weeks on the dot. And I got it for the first time like, on a regular cycle within the 28 to 35 days. And I think that's because I started supplementing a bunch of hormone supplements and I just magically got it.
Like what?
Right. I don't know how to pronounce. It's called, let me see. I did so much research. I'd been taking my Vitex Berry, but I stopped taking it for like a month and then I started taking it again. So I think that's another reason why. And then I got this supplement called, it's called Rodil. Fuck, I can't
Let
pronounce
me see.
That.
I don't know.
Yeah, so it's supposed to help, like, your hormones. But it's also, like, a stress and, like, releaser.
Oh,
I don't
I need
fucking
that.
Know, but, like, I love it. I've been using it. And then I also have been using this supplement called Bond. It's small business. I don't know. They sent it to me in PR, and it's literally just a scoop, and you put it into any water or anything, and it's meant for your hormones, so... Yeah.
Lovely.
Hopefully it stays that way. And hopefully I start getting my period every 4 to 5 weeks instead of 7.
My period is getting longer. It was so regular. It was so regular.
So
I
we're
was
going
getting
opposite.
It. I was getting it on like the 22nd, 23rd, or 24th of every month. Like in that range. And now it's different. And it's like I got it on the 29th. And now like it's getting longer. I've been really, really,
like what
really
days?
Active. And I think I'm like. Driving my body into
like
the
do
ground.
You mean the 29th of the month or
of the month I'm saying oh. Like I used to get it religiously on like the 22nd 23rd or 24th like always like same day and then this it's getting Like this said, how long was my last cycle? I'm trying to be really, really good at tracking my ovulation. My last cycle was 34 days.
Dude, I've been also, so I don't track, we both don't track our food. But then the other day I was just chit-chatting with my boyfriend because obviously I had the fucking protein constipation issues last week. And I was like talking with him. I was like, I honestly have no idea how much protein I'm eating in a day. And I pretty much eat the same Monday to Friday. So me and him sat down and we calculated how much protein I'm eating in a day. And I'm only eating about like 100 grams protein. And I was like, fuck, Sam, like you need to switch that up because none of my snacks have been like high protein snacks. So going into this week, I've been like changing the amount of protein I've been eating. And I think that also is like going to help.
Speaking
with my
of food, I've been so lazy when it comes to the grocery store. Like I keep like not buying enough. And then I don't have everything I want to eat. And then I'm having lazy meals. Like I'm just being, there's no excuse. So what I want to do, because I'm not the kind of person that gets annoyed, like, oh, I've had the same meal for so long. Like, I can fucking eat ground beef and rice every single meal, and I would never get sick of it. So I'm trying to, like, just calculate out, okay, like, to eat this breakfast, this lunch, and this dinner, like, during the week, Monday through Friday, like, what's the exact amount of everything I need to have in my fridge, and do, like, the same fucking grocery shop every single week. And it's, like, so high protein.
Well, you
like,
should just meal prep then.
I know. There's no excuse. There's literally no excuse.
I feel
being
like
lazy fuck.
The only way to like make sure you have a meal from Monday till Friday is if you meal prep it all and it's just in a container. Because if you cook it, like if you cook every other day and then have like a second meal for the next day, like you're going to end up running out at the end of the week.
Yeah, no, I'm going to, starting this coming Sunday, I'm kicking it into high gear. And I just want to feel good. Because like I kind of feel like shit and it's like a direct reflection. Of I know it's because I'm not eating great. And, like, when there's things you want to, like, change or, like, you don't, like, feel as good and you know it's because of what you're doing, it's, like, so then fix it. Like, I just, need, like, need to get into
shape. Mine's just the fucking protein. I'm just slacking on that.
Which is crazy. I feel like you eat, like, a lot of protein.
Yes and no, not really. Like, I thought I was, and then I calculated it. I'm like, 100 a fucking day. What am I doing?
I'm going to put the meals that I, like, think I'm going to eat, like, one Monday through Friday in my fitness pal. I was thinking about seeing what it is.
Like, you know what I think fucks me over is I love having eggs every single day, but that meal I'm having is just not high enough protein.
Mm.
Like, I think I may need to just fucking put some egg whites in there.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
My favorite of the week is I got... You guys know if you follow me, I love, like, the Osea brand body care. And I'm so, like, lucky they sent me stuff. I think I have a code. I don't know where it is. Maybe I'll post it on my story. It doesn't, like, benefit me. But if you guys want to try, you can, like, save money, you know. They sent me. They have, like, hyaluronic acid body serum. Then they have this collagen body lotion and body oil. And after I shave, I put on all three. My legs were so soft for the next, like, 2 days. It was ridiculous. Like, that combo, like, if I do an everything shower, shave everywhere, and put all three of those things on, like, and I get really, really dry skin on my legs so fast, that shit was incredible. I'm their biggest fan. The shit works so well. Damn. I'll, like, put it on my story.
My favorite of the week is Amazon Activewear. I've said this before, but I literally went on a little bit of a shopping spree on Amazon the other day, and I bought so many, like, sets of running clothes because... I love bright colors, but I also need more things that, sorry, love you, Gymshark, but I just, they sent me a bunch of things, but I don't know what it is, but I don't really like running around with, like, the massive Gymshark logo on. I don't know. I just like how everything is, like, no logo. There's nothing mm-hmm. to it. You can barely even notice. It's so subtle. I just don't like wearing activewear that has a big-ass logo on it.
I agree, and there's something, like, running clothes and gym clothes are, like, I don't know. Like, when I go on a run... dude, I went on a run this morning and kill myself. 90% humidity, like, actually kill myself. Anyways, it's like you need, like, different clothes. Yeah. Like, every type of workout needs, like, different clothes. Like, my gym clothes, you can't wear, like, running on the trail. Like, you can, but it's just, like, different.
Yeah, I got, like, running shorts, the loose shorts for running, and then biker shorts for in the gym.
Yeah.
But the sports bras are fine. Like, I don't even care. The sports bras are the same for me. But
yeah, some of my sports bras, I have these TLF sports bras that are, like, kind of, like, high neck and more supportive that I wear all the time in, like, Barry's, or else I'm, like, feel like I'm going to flash someone.
Which, speaking of, so one of my reels right now is doing pretty good. It's hitting the export page, but with very creepy men.
Mm.
And the men in the comments are, like, I just came from this video. Because, like,
Oh.
It's insane. Like,
what are you doing in the video?
I'm just running and my boobs are like kind of jumping up and down. And I'm literally just running. And then there one guy goes, "Why does she need to wear a sports bra? She's such a pick me." Or this guy, where the fuck is the comment? "They went for the boobs and had to run." I'm just like, everyone's commenting on my boobs. I'm like, so be it, I guess. Like, if it's going to get on the explore page.
Yeah, who cares? Who cares what people say?
I know.
Not me.
Anyways, things for this week. What are your thoughts on the ACL lineup?
I think it's good.
Me too. I'm so excited about Dom Dala. Like, guys, when I was in Australia, I went to his concert. Smallest fucking concert ever. I think there was maybe like 100, 200 people at this concert because he was like a startup artist. And now he's at ACL. Like, that's crazy.
I'm excited. I think Chris Stapleton's going to be so good. I think Dua Lipa will be really good, honestly. Dua Lipa's like, I feel like she'd be a good show.
Yeah.
I'm like a good performer. I just posted on Snapchat like a week ago how I'm obsessed with Kalani again. So in middle school, whatever albums came out in like 2013 of hers, I was obsessed with in middle school. And then recently I've been listening to her in the gym again. And I just posted on Snap like, oh my God, I'm back like obsessed with Kalani. And she's going to be at ACL. So I feel like I manifested that for myself because I literally just posted about that. In the leaked lineup, I was so sad because like in like the one that like wasn't really real, it had Kesha in it.
And also had fucking T-Pain and Post Malone.
T-Pain was so believable too because T-Pain like is kind of everywhere.
Yeah,
like,
right?
T-Pain does everything.
And you know what the thing is? When they do the leak lineups, they're really good about it because they will check Dallas and Houston to see what artists are in the area that week. And then they'll make it. So Post Malone is in the area that week. So I'm like, is he going to just randomly show up? Is he going to be a surprise artist that just comes? Because Diplo came last year. And who else came last year? So like last minute. There was another artist. Can't remember. Oh, it was my weekend, not yours. Because we went different weekends.
Mm-hmm.
But I just have this gut feeling that he's going to show up.
He doesn't have a song with anyone that's like headlining though.
I don't know. I just think he's going to. He's going to end up being another song
with Dua Lipa. But like a surprise whole on extra person.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like they like people bring other people on as guests, but like to just throw someone in the lineup. Like there's Diplo no empty stage.
Diplo at my weekend was not a headliner, but the one right under. He had
Didn't
his whole
stage.
Didn't
he take someone's place?
Maybe. I don't remember. But he had his whole own stage. He was on set for an hour and a half.
I thought he took someone's spot that wasn't there. Yeah, I'm like, does Post Malone have a song with Dua Lipa? I don't think he does. No. But Dua Lipa's good. Like, girl has hits.
And then, who else? Dominic Fike. Can't wait for him. I went to his concert in August here in Austin. He is so good live. If you go to look at any of, like, his reviews or any TikToks about him on social media, people roast him for being horrible live. It was so good. I loved it. He didn't play a lot of his like top hit songs, and honestly as a small artist I feel like you need to do that when you're really really small, because you can't be playing like your newest songs because you're small, not a lot of people are gonna know them. But I'm very excited for him to come. And then Benson Boone, whatever his last name is,
sings that one song,
dude. He's also kind of, it reminds me right now of Noah Kahan, that he's like slowly blowing up on TikTok and stuff.
He's the guy that made that song that sounds exactly like that Noah Kahan song.
Yes, it does sound like Noah Kahan.
It's the literal same song.
But I feel like what's going to happen is coming into October, he's going to be even bigger, and then the stage again is not going to be big enough.
Maybe. Does he have like another song besides that one song?
Yes, he has two songs. I don't know the name of the other one, but if you just go to his profile on Apple Music, those two songs are right on the top.
But I think the lineup's going to be good. I'm excited. It's such a fun weekend. I bought so many concert tickets because this weekend I'm going to Luke Combs.
Mm-hmm.
And I made the last minute decision to get different tickets.
Wait, what do you mean?
We had tickets and I was like, I will regret so desperately not going pit to this concert. So Saturday.
What was the price difference?
Slightly significant, but I literally, YOLO. I'm going high up on Friday, and then Saturday I will be in the pit at Luke Combs. Fucking, I was like, there's no way I'm going to like my favorite artist of all time in the 300s both nights. I'm not doing it. I was like, I'm not doing it.
What kind of like state or what kind of arena is it in?
It's like a bit like a.
Is it a lawn one or is
no,
it?
No, 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 no. It's stadium? A, it's a, like not a stadium. It's closed, like the Moody Center, but bigger. Higher. It's
oh, the Spurs. Is it at
the Alamo Dome? I don't know where the Spurs play.
They play in San Antonio.
Yeah, but I don't know what arena they play. Is it? Do they play in the Alamo Dome?
I don't know. San Antonio is small, so I would imagine it's probably
at the Alamo Dome. Never been to San Antonio, but. I was like, I have to. So I'm going to be fucking shit. My outfits are so cute. Oh my God. It's going to be the best weekend of my life. Like, I'm so excited. This is my Stagecoach. Is this Luke Combs concert?
Dude, I need to go Stagecoach at one point in my life. It needs to happen.
I know the lineup this year was really, really good.
I say we just say fuck it and buy the tickets. Because once we buy the tickets for next year, we have to go next year.
I really want
to
go.
We have to.
I also want to go to this country concert in August. I'm concerting it the fuck up. I spent so much money yesterday buying ACL and those pit tickets. But like, memories last
forever.
Dude,
ACL is so cheap though.
Money
comes back. $360 for 3 days. It's basically like $100.
And we don't have to pay to stay anywhere.
Yeah. And I feel like going into this year with ACL, doing it so much better with being prepared. Like, now this is my third time going. So I just feel like I got it down.
Well, like last year I had such a good time because it was so chill. Like I didn't drink.
Well, it depends on what group you're going to be hanging out with.
Yeah, but, like, it was so, like, I'm just a music person. Like, it was so chill.
You're going to be hanging out with all of us. You're going to... It's not going to be chill.
On my own while you guys are going crazy.
Oh, I can't wait. By myself. It was such a bender last year. Such a bender.
Yeah, our experiences were so different. Speaking of other random things that were in the news and concerts, actually... Did you see the videos? You might have saw it because you like keep up with Rihanna Chicken Fry. That at the Zach Bryan concert, Sexy Red went on stage.
I didn't see this, no.
Okay, so on his last song, he always brings people up. It's like this big, like kind of like hype song. Like Rihanna Chicken Fry went on stage. Like people just go on stage. Like mm-hmm. his friends, like other artists in the area come sing. Like it's a fucking party. Except Sexy Red, like get sexy. Is like twerking in a split on stage at Zach Bryan singing this song with him. Like
I love that, honestly.
I have never been more jealous of a concert in my life. Why was Sexy Red there? That's the most insane combo of all time. I didn't know that these people knew who each other were. So it's literally a fucking Zach Bryan concert and she's just throwing ass while the guy
crazy.
Next to her is like playing the fiddle at a Zach Bryan
dude there's
concert.
Probably like 12-year-old kids there and parents like, are probably covering their eyeballs
like are we kidding like at Zach Bryan like I can't imagine being like oh my God like in my little like country outfit and someone being like now here's Sexy Red shaking ass on stage and then Brianna Chicken Fry was talking about it on her podcast it was that like she had just left and then Zach called her like you're gonna be so pissed like they just called and said Sexy Red wants to like come on stage at the end for like da 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 and she's like
God.
Are you fucking kidding me and then speaking of these people because the Barstool people are just centers of our universe for whatever reason did you know Dave Portnoy is still legally married
no I didn't
Dave Portnoy
did
is
you listen
married.
To the Call Her Daddy episode
no I saw the
listen to the clip I was gonna say I didn't think it was out yet no I did not
he's still married like he's legally married
I think yeah because I saw the clip of it had something to do with taxes
he said the judge said I had too much money
yeah
fuck but he's still married that's crazy
yeah that is crazy
that's nuts it's nutty
very interesting which speaking let's say on the topic of Dave Portnoy his new girl brought her to Met Gala so he's
they
a
were at the Met Gala
yeah he's
like
a
or an after party
no Miss Peaches was there I think they were just like there, but Miss Peaches was like the star of the show.
Oh, really? Wait, I need to look at
yeah.
this.
So anyways, they were there and it's a little contradicting because last week on his episode, he was talking about how this girl wants nothing to do with fame or anything to do with like social media, wants to stay super private. And then she's with him there. I was like, doesn't add up.
Wait,
but
the Met Gala or like her gala?
I don't know. Her gala, whatever it was.
No, definitely not the Met Gala. Like when she was wearing her dress.
No, I think I took a picture of it, or I liked it. Hold on 1 second.
Because, like, the Met Gala is crazy.
Let's see if I saved it. I did not save it. Because I've never disagreed. Hold on. Dave and new girl. Bro, fuck. I don't know where it went. I gotta start liking my shit.
Because Dave Portnoy being at the Met Gala and then not being on
I don't know
my
where
side
it was.
Of the internet is crazy.
But it was a picture of the two of them standing back on the red carpet looking at Miss Peaches and like pointing at Miss Peaches. So whatever. Either way, I just think if she really wanted to stay private, she wouldn't be going to something like that on a red carpet.
If you wanted to stay private, you would stay home.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm happy to see that the hate for the girl has kind of calmed down. People in the comments are kind of standing up for her now because I'm sorry, but every relationship, people go like, you should understand, why are we bringing down another girl because one looks pretty and one went through the breakup? Like, I will never understand that. That girl did nothing. And they're all like, she's so ugly. Like, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, chill with it.
Yeah, for sure. I didn't really have much else to talk about other than, like, people, like, the Met Gala. But I know you don't really watch that. Or you really
I saw a few outfits, though.
I think Tyla looked so good. I think Chelsea Ballerini and Chase Stokes looked horrendous. And get that girl a stylist. I said this about the CMTs. And, like, she probably has a stylist. Fire the stylist because she's beautiful, talented, gorgeous. She was, like, such a cool person when we, like, I don't want to say, like, met her. But, like, when we were, like, at the concert thing and she was filming. 10 out of 10 person. Who was dressing her? Because she looks horrid. Look at this outfit. Look at them together. You're telling me someone paired the, like, no. No, 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 no. It's just they do her so dirty.
Oh, yeah.
What are we doing? What the fuck is he wearing?
Yeah, they don't even match.
They don't match at all. Her outfit's so ugly. I don't like all the mesh. It should just been naked.
Yeah.
You know? If you're going to do cutouts, go cutouts.
Yeah.
Like, show skin. I don't like full tan mesh.
Yeah, I don't like that.
If you're going to just cover your tits in flowers, send it.
Who was the girl that was dressed as sand?
Tyla.
Okay, I liked her outfit.
So good.
And then
so good.
Kim Kardashian with the fucking cardigan.
I liked her outfit.
With the cardigan, though,
I liked her outfit.
There's rumors that she was covering up a psoriasis outbreak.
No, it's like if you look at the old designer, I don't know the name of the designer off my head. It's like his vintage looks have that. And like
with the dress?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. Like they're like little, like they're
but
vintage
the way she
looks.
Was like holding it, she like
yeah, 'cause it
was
didn't,
holding on for dear life.
There's videos of her getting ready. The crazier part about her outfit is she was wearing tall heels that had no heel. So
I know.
She was like walking on her toes.
And people in the comments are like, why don't you just wear a wedge?
100%.
Because like the reason she was wearing those is because the heel of the shoe was going to get on the dress. It's like, then just wear wedges.
Yeah. Totally could have just worn wedges. A trend I noticed, her and J-Lo kind of both had it. Frizzy hair.
Yeah.
The hair was just kind of frizzy.
Yeah. I kind of liked it though.
Hey, if that's going to be in for the summer, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I liked it.
Because I know, like messy is kind of always in for a red carpet, but it was just, like, it was noticeably frizzy.
Yeah.
And I have no problem with just embracing that frizzy hair is in for the summer.
Yeah.
That's
no
good by
for
me.
It.
That's great by me. Sydney Sweeney was wearing a black bob, and I swore, I just saw pictures of this girl in this dress, and I was like, wow, Billie Eilish looks amazing. It wasn't Billie Eilish. It was Sydney Sweeney. And I didn't know that Sydney Sweeney and Billie Eilish are twins if they have the same fucking hair. Like, it was
hot take though. I did not like that dress.
Sydney Sweeney's?
Yeah.
I liked it because it was like different for her, I feel. Like, she didn't just go like sexy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Which I like. I mean, this Met Gala look of hers, like a year ago, stunning.
Yeah.
But like, I just like that she didn't do like traditional like sexy. She looked like. Oh, what I didn't like, I feel like the theme was like gardens and all this, and so many people were wearing so much black.
Like, yeah, a lot of black.
I'm not doing like gardens in the spring. Why are we wearing black dresses? Also, videos of Ariana Grande singing inside the Met Gala. I've never seen a video of what happens in there. I didn't know people perform.
I don't even know what the fuck Met Gala is.
No one really knows. There's never any, like, once they go inside, like, they do the red carpet, which, speaking of the red carpet, hilarious that this is arguably the best part of any video. They all have to wait in line to do the carpet. So it's the most A-list celebrities you've ever seen. And like these $1 million dresses just waiting in line.
Yeah.
Like normal people at a fucking amusement park. Like just waiting in line. It's so humbling. It's nice to see them waiting in line, like texting, like bored on their phone. Like they're just waiting. Like they're at fucking Disney World. Then they go inside and it's kind of like a mystery of what happens in there. But this year, it was all these videos of Ariana Grande singing. And I just had no idea that it's a performance.
Mm-hmm.
I think it gives like Hunger Games, though. The rich people in their crazy outfits.
Yeah. I imagine they literally just get in there, have like food or something.
How much drugs?
Hang out. I don't know. I don't think you would really do drugs at that thing.
I think just like you put all those rich people in a room, they're doing hella blow in the bathroom.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. Half them can't even move in their fucking outfits.
Yeah, I think they change.
Yeah.
Yeah, like in the sand, Tyla had to be picked up.
I know. She was so tiny. Like the fucking bodyguard would just pick her up with his two hands. I know, like
a Barbie. I love that. I want to go somewhere where I wear a dress that someone has to pick me up.
Yeah.
Love.
What else do I have? Okay, I'm surprised you didn't even bring this up. Dance Mom reunion. Can we talk about how low budget that was?
It was. Do you watch it?
No, I just saw clips of it, but it was the most low budget thing I've ever seen in my life.
Definitely low budget. Yeah, I didn't bring it up because I don't like. I know it's not your like thing. Definitely low budget. Crazy. Like they really went for the tea, though.
I didn't listen to it.
They really like went for it with some of the questions. It was short. It was definitely short. But I think they went for it with some of the questions. They were asking things and I was like, they were talking shit about like Maddie and Mackenzie Ziegler.
Which, wait, were they not there?
No.
Why?
And neither was they didn't want to. They are very like most all of them are very like they like hate it, which makes me feel bad that I loved that show so much. Because like to all those girls, it was so like traumatic of their childhood. And I think they wish it was like erased from the internet. But let me tell you. It's the best show ever created. Sorry.
Well, they probably feel better after that reunion because they feel like maybe they have closure on it.
It was like really sad. They were like crying. Like one of like the biggest memes is like the Highlands, like Brooke and Paige, like their mom leaving and getting in a fight with Abby. And it's like an iconic scene. And it's like kind of become a meme and it's like kind of funny. But it is like literally traumatic for them. Like they were like crying. And I'm like, wait, I feel bad that like to the rest of society, this is just like hilarious. And this was like really traumatic for you. And like, a really horrible time in your childhood and all of society is like LOL best show ever.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm still in therapy working this out.
But even JoJo was kind of like flexing over the fact that Abby was always right. Like the show, like she was always right. Like nothing bad. She, like, bro, like calm
down
a little
bit. If you watch Dance Moms, it's like it's very niche, but like the way JoJo knows Abby in the show of Dance Moms is not the way the original girls did. And the biggest takeaway I got from the Dance Moms reunion was that JoJo needed to shut her fucking mouth. She doesn't know, because when it started, it was these girls just thrown into this and they didn't know what it would be. Mm-hmm. Then later in the season, people like JoJo came on when it was already famous. It was like, now I'm going on this show to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
When the original girls were just there.
Yeah.
Like they were just there, thrown into it, like thrown to the wolves.
JoJo was definitely like, also self-promoting herself by wearing the Karma shirt. She wasn't even like dressed nice.
She wasn't dressed nice. She was she's so annoying.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan of her.
She's so annoying. And like talking shit about the other girls. She was like, if they'd wanted to be here, like they would like shut
well, obviously
up.
If they wanted to be there, they would. And they didn't. Don't. Yeah. So they weren't there.
Yeah, like Nia wasn't there either. And she was like, I just didn't want to go. Like,
yeah, like what?
And she was like, them not being here is them like erasing their past. Like, you're doing it for the clout.
Yeah.
You're doing it for the clout. You're not doing it for any other reason than the clout. So I think it's even more respectful of them to be like, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, who cares?
Especially with how low budget it was, and like they were just literally sitting in it looked like a closet, honestly. A backdrop. I was like, where are they?
I wish they did. Like, it was. The questions they did ask were good questions, but it was very, very short. And, like, the moms weren't really in it. The moms went out for, like, 1 second. Also, Chloe and Kendall were wearing the same dress in different colors, which I'm like, they, like, made a point to be like, we're wearing the same dress. But I'm like, no one, like, made sure that didn't happen. Like, they just let you guys order dresses off, like, Princess Polly and you got the same fucking dress.
Yeah. Very weird.
Like, Come on now.
So I listened to the Call Her Daddy episode with Maria.
Oh, yeah. I saw so many clips.
Fucking tea. So I guess supposedly she knew from the jump that she wasn't looking to pursue him, but she maybe thought she was just in her head. So she kept giving herself like more chances to like,
yeah,
bring her walls or break her walls down and like get to know him a little bit better. But then when she knew she no longer wanted to pursue him, that scene where she's freaking out about Jen kissing Joey.
I saw this clip.
She purposely went up to Jen and was like, hey, I'm going to use that as ammo to get kicked out of the show. And so after talking to Jen and telling her that, then she had the whole hissy fit about, I can't do this anymore. Like, you just kissed Jen, blah, blah, blah. Like, I'm a jealous, like, whatever. And then what, two episodes later, she leaves. So she was like doing all those things on purpose to get kicked out.
Yeah, I saw her talk about that. Part of me is like, I don't know, it's like interesting to go on and be
I can get that though, because I don't know, when I, at the very beginning of my relationship with my boyfriend, I was so like, this isn't gonna work, like self-sabotaging myself. So I can see her in that position wanting to self-sabotage herself and get her out, but then also question and be like, wait, why am I doing this to myself? Open up those walls, like be vulnerable, and then like continue. It was like a cycle.
Yeah.
So I can see her doing that 10 times worse in a fucking TV show with 36 other girls.
I also thought it was funny that, well, we obviously knew she said like the Bachelorette was hers until she said it wasn't, that she was literally about to do it.
Yeah.
What I thought was funny is they always talk on the shows about like, they'll rip people to shreds or being like, you're here to be the Bachelorette. You're here to be the Bachelor. Like, no, you're not here for the right reason. She was like, Jen was talking the whole time about how she wanted to be the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
She just said that. And I'm like, we all know that that's why people go on these fucking shows. But I'm like, now you outing her.
Yeah.
But she didn't mean to. She didn't say it in a bad way. But she was like, Jen was talking the whole time about wanting to be the Bachelorette. I'm like, yeah, you all do. Like, that's why the show's stupid.
Yeah, it's so stupid. And like, I'm honestly happy that she's not doing it, because it doesn't seem like she wants to do anything. She literally was like, I'm going back home, living my regular people life. Like, I don't want anything to do with this.
Yeah, like, I respect her for not wanting to do it. I think it'd be an entertaining season, you know, for my own benefit. I think it'd be fun to watch.
Did you see the bartender from Paradise, like, talking shit about her on a podcast?
Wells, really?
Yeah.
No, I didn't. I'll have
to. And so she addressed it. She was like, Wells, like, I can't believe you. Saying basically that Maria is, like, a clout chaser and just wanted to be on the show only if her friend was the producer and if she got all these like extras like for the show.
I'm gonna say this, every single person on the show is a clout chaser. So
yeah.
I don't, and that to me is not a valid argument.
She literally, well then Wells also said like she just wants to stay relevant, blah, blah, blah. Like why wouldn't you want to stay relevant? And then Maria responds back just by saying like, you are literally the bartender on Paradise.
You want to be relevant.
You are fiending so hard to be relevant. Like,
yeah.
What a weirdo.
Yeah, which is weird because I always liked him.
Yeah.
I love him and like Sarah Hyland. But that's weird.
Wait, did you see Sarah Hyland's no longer the
Zargon Maddox now?
Yeah. Which I'm like, I need the tea on that. What? Did she like leave? Did she get fired? Like what's going on here? Because did you see you didn't watch last season, did you? Has she gotten like a little bit of an argument with one of the cast members?
No, I need to watch last season's. Maybe I'll make this boy watch it with me.
Yeah. She got in an argument with one of the cast members and I was like, oof.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Which is weird because the host is like barely on the show.
Well, because she was asking like two personal of questions during the recouplings and one of them got really fucking angry about it and snapped, and then they had like a back and forth.
Yeah, but they probably tell her what questions to ask.
Not really though.
No?
Because it wasn't.
Or just a conversation.
Yeah, it was just like a conversation.
Feel that.
I'll
have to watch.
Yeah. But I'm excited for that season to come out. It comes out. What, like next month, month and a half?
I need to watch.
And then my last thing that I have is the Selling Sunset, or sorry, not Selling Sunset, Selling the OC. Their new season dropped, sadly, only eight episodes. I'm like, what the hell?
I need to watch that.
We need
too.
More episodes. And this is the third season. But, anyways, this new Sean guy, guys, if you haven't listened or watched it yet, you need to just.
I haven't.
Okay, well, I'll say, I won't spoil it then. But the new Sean guy, hate him. He is literally, this isn't spoiling it, by the way, but he's saying and starting rumors that one of the guys on the show was trying to force a three-way on him.
Oh.
Yeah. And with his wife. And, like, starting all this fucking drama, being, like, this whole crazy man's, like, it is insane. I've never seen anything like it where someone is so delusional that they think that everyone's trying to hit on him. Like, he was like, he was saying, oh, you commented those legs on my Instagram. That's flirting. I'm like, have you never had a friend just hype you up? Like, imagine if I commented on one of our girlfriend's posts, like, saying, those legs, and they think that I'm flirting with them.
That's so
or
weird.
Or hitting on them. Like, what? So, it's...
That's so weird.
I'm very sad that the season's over, and I can't keep watching it, because with all that drama, they kind of just, like, cut it off, and then the season's over. I'm like, what the fuck? I need another one.
Yeah, I need to watch. I'm, like, rewatching old Summer House, but I should start something new.
Yeah.
Okay, I've, like... Now, is that enough of, like, gossiping about pop culture and what's online these days?
I guess.
Because I have just, like, stuff that, like, has been, like, just, like, themes in life that I just, like, wanted to, like, talk about it on here and ask people about and, like, discuss.
We can't ask them because they're not going to be able to respond right away. So I can answer right
away. Yeah, but, like, ask them on, like, for Instagram comments.
Okay.
What do you think about someone still following their ex on Instagram? Like your boyfriend?
Okay, so I had this situation with my boyfriend at the, like, I don't know, like a few months ago. I didn't care. I really didn't care.
Really?
And I didn't care. And he also had photos up still of his ex. Mm-hmm. And I personally did not care. And I just had a lot of my friends asking me, hey, do you care that that's there? Or do you, like, what does that bother you? And I was just like, okay, well, if other people care, am I supposed to care? So then I just, like, asked him. I was like, would you mind just deleting those and unfollowing her? Like, people are asking me. And I'm like, I feel like maybe, like, I shouldn't have done. Like, I don't know. Like, it to me, it didn't bother me.
Because I, so the reason I bring this up is because my friend was talking about this guy that she's, like, talking to. And she goes, but he still follows his ex on Instagram. And I was like, oh, I don't like that. And then I realized I follow my ex on Instagram.
I follow my ex on my other Instagram.
So I was like, oh. But then that day, because I was like, oh, I don't like that, I was like, oh, I unfollowed my ex on Instagram because of that conversation. And, like, the guy I'm talking to right now, like, he doesn't follow his ex on Instagram. And, like, if he did, I'd be like, why?
I think it depends on the falling out of the relationship.
Yeah. But I think it's also, like, just kind of, like, why are you keeping that open?
I guess. I don't know.
Like, why are you keeping it an open thing?
Yeah.
Like, an open path.
I don't know.
I don't mind pictures.
Because I don't... I mean, to be fair, my ex is 5 or now 6 years ago, so it's a little bit different. But even still, I never really unfollowed them.
Okay, because I follow my high school ex on Instagram that I, like...
I think it's just cool to, like, keep up now because it's like, okay, one of them just got engaged. That's sick. I love seeing that.
I follow my ex from high school on Instagram because we dated when we were young and we, like, have talked again. And it's like, to me, that, like, literally doesn't count.
Yeah.
Like, in my head, that doesn't count.
Yeah.
So, like, I guess I did
unfollow them for a little bit and refollow them. I don't really know. I can't remember.
So, like, I refollowed him on Instagram because, like, to me, it doesn't count. We, like, re-met up one time, like, whatever, so I follow him on Instagram. I don't mind having pictures still up. Like, my ex-boyfriend had, like, one picture still up because it was like a college formal, and it's like, okay, well, you don't have to delete the pictures from a thing, like, she was there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have to delete the pictures from your college formal, you
I
know?
Think every I don't think there's a right or wrong answer for this.
I don't think there's right or wrong either.
Teach their own. If it bothers you, then bring it up to your significant other and evaluate the situation, whether he needs to unfollow or whatever, and go about it. But I personally just didn't care. I think it was other people caring, and then it caused me
get
to...
Get you in your head.
Yeah. Get me in my head. I was like, okay, well, maybe I'm wrong. But I just...
No, yeah, you're definitely
I think it was
wrong.
Also because she was, like, his ex doesn't even live in this city. Like, yeah, his ex is literally across the country.
That is the other thing. It definitely... is different when it's like this girl's not even around.
Yeah. So
interesting.
I know.
Oh my god, I'm gonna sneeze.
Bless you.
Oh my god, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was random.
The other thing that I just don't get, which is a common theme in our lives these days because of certain fucking people we hang around.
Oh god.
I genuinely, how are people such compulsive liars? Is it like mental illness?
Yes. 100%.
How do people do that?
I don't know. You know, here's the thing, guys. We have kind of a lot of drama going on with this one individual in our group. And I am so over it. I'm not even involved in it. I am not involved in it at all. But it is just so draining.
It's so
how
draining.
Much drama someone can be when you're not even involved. No. And I'm like, I just want to remove you from my life because I don't want anything to do with it. The amount we talk about it, the amount that they fucking do, I'm like, I want no piece of it.
I just like, because I've just like dealt with this, and like so many people I've known, like I feel like I'm always finding myself in a position with like one of these kind of people in like every phase of my life. So like not even just like the instance we're dealing with, but like how are people like, how do people lie about things so much?
I don't know. And it's also like white lies. It's not things that it really matters. Like, no, you could be so for real and it would not matter. But now you're lying about something so stupid. Well,
especially when the lies are actually kind of like making it worse.
Yeah.
Like being honest would be better for you. Yeah. Your lies are literally, and they're not believable.
Mm-hmm. You want to know something fucking crazy?
Yeah.
Someone in our like, so we have a very close friend group, like smaller version. And then there's the,
it expands.
It expands. It gets bigger, but the bigger it gets, the least of a friend they are to us. So someone on the outside, like not outside, but like
the outer circle,
has been snooping on our Reddits.
Oh,
isn't that weird?
I need to know who.
Yeah, I'll tell you after, but it's just like,
can you text me?
What how much free time do you have to be snooping on our fucking Reddits?
What the fuck?
And this isn't like the first time that he's been.
Oh, a man?
Yeah.
I thought you were gonna say a girl.
I know. He brought it up to my boyfriend.
Hold
and was like flexing about the fact that he was snooping. And then my boyfriend was just like, bro, what? Like, what free time do you have to be just scrolling on that?
I don't even look at my own Reddit.
I know. Like, what a weirdo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, I thought you were talking about a girl.
He's not a friend. He's a fucking, like, what's those people that want to be close to you, but they're your hater?
A frenemy?
He's a frenemy. He literally is snooping weekly.
He posts on it?
Imagine he probably does. He's like, I was out with these girls today, and they didn't. Ah, fuck. They did it, they didn't tip the bartender for their drink or some shit. Like, like what the fuck?
Talk shit about me for that one time I pop kissed him and then didn't ever talk to him again. Yeah. And he
let's
thought
just
I was
also keep
serious.
In mind. Okay, this guy is not a friend. He also listens to this podcast, so he's gonna hear this. Yeah. Dude, he's weird. He has way too much free time. Listens to the podcast, snoops on our Reddits, and also one time before I was even dating my boyfriend, but we were literally like weeks away from dating. Kissed me. And he's supposedly best friends with my boyfriend. This man is crazy.
He was like in this one phase of just like really wanting to like sleep with me, I guess, like I don't know. And I was like, oh my God, I would literally just like kind of give him like shit for it, but like when I tell you barely even flirt back, but like he was just like, when we'd go out, I'd be like, oh my God, like this is kind of funny, like I'll kind of fuck with him. And he was just like begging me to kiss him, so I was like, because I'll kiss anyone, honestly. And then after that, I started talking to, like, who's now my ex-boyfriend. And he was like, she kissed me last weekend and now she's talking to a dude. I'm like, if you think that meant something, like, you're insane.
Dude.
You just followed me around the whole night. So I gave you a little
The more
little
I think
smooch.
About it out loud and say it out loud, this man's is not a friend.
Maybe this man's a compulsive liar. Girly
they
pop.
Should both date.
This is the thing. Anytime
they're both single.
Anytime I meet a crazy man, I'm like, I know the girl for you.
Yeah. We need
like,
to link them
two
up.
Two people that are crazy, I'm like, hear me out. Y'all should date because y'all are batshit insane.
Because, hear me out. The crazies in this world need to be with the crazies because they get so bored when they're not dating a crazy that they start to involve other people in the craziness. So might as well just couple them up with the crazy and they can be crazy together.
Yeah, and like get away from me.
Yeah, right?
Because I've removed myself. I saw said crazy girl. Oh my God, if she listens to this, we're fucked.
I don't give a fuck, dude.
I don't really give a fuck
I really
either.
Could care less.
She just ignored me at the gym. Like I walked up.
She ignored you at the gym?
Well, because she realized that I'm kind of over it and
oh,
was
dude,
like
yeah.
texting our friends and was like she gives me bad vibes. Yeah, because you're crazy. And then I walked, she was standing next to my friend, so I went to go say hi to them, and then she just like walked away.
Yeah. Okay, so to kind of sum up the synopsis of this situation is she doesn't like to see other people happy. She likes to tear other people down. She likes to create drama. She likes to tear people away from each other. The amount of friend groups that she's gone through since living here and like creating drama and causing people to hate each other. And now she's in our group. And that's my worry, is she's trying to tear our group apart. She tried to cause drama between two of our good friends. And
she still tries to talk. Like when someone talks shit about friends, there's a difference between like airing out something that's bothering you like in a healthy way, or like looking for something like advice on a friend problem. Yes. Like going to someone in a genuine manner of how you're feeling. Cause like when you're friends with a lot of people, like you have a little vent sesh, like that's different than continuously talking shit about your friends
and making
to other people or
too.
To your friends, especially when things are not true. I don't understand why people are friends with people they talk shit about. Hence why I don't talk to this person anymore. Cause guess what? I'll talk shit about you.
I know. Like, I left that. I never was really in like the circle of that drama, but I'm leaving it before I get involved because I'm like, I don't want this girl. I don't want to become really, really close with her. And then she starts to like pinpoint me against somebody else.
Like it's, she already, like, I don't know to when I hear things that were, when people create drama at this age, because I get like in high school there's drama because you're all forced to be around each other. There's so many people and it happens. We are so grown that you wake up every day and you choose to do like, you choose to be where you want to be, who you want to be with. Like, you have free will. You make your whole life.
Way too much free time.
But like,
hand.
So why are we causing drama?
I know.
Like, what drama?
I literally have removed so much drama from my life over the last like few months because I told myself 2024 is the year of just me protecting my peace one by one.
Okay, but without like the known drama that like we've obviously cut out, like what other drama? Like what drama?
No, that's literally, it's not me. Like
that's, I know, but I'm saying like there's no reason for drama. What drama?
I know.
Like wake up and mind your business. Mm-hmm. What drama?
I know. And I was hanging out with like two of the girls Monday night and I literally told them, I go, after next weekend, I do not want to hear this girl's name come out of anybody's mouth. I'm over the drama because all we ever talk about is the drama that she's stirring up. And I'm like, I'm over it. I don't want to talk about it anymore. Done with it.
Even the guy I'm talking to knows about it.
Yeah.
And he's
everyone
like,
does.
He's like, I have no idea who this is and like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I'm so over it. So it's starting this coming weekend, no more of her name.
I just think if you're out of college or maybe even in college, but like specifically if you're out of college and like, there's drama in groups. What are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing? But I'm glad. Glad like everyone's kind of over it. Like I was fighting the urge so bad to like go to these like random people and be like, I need your side of the story on this because I know everything's a lie and I need your truth.
Yeah.
Like written out on paper. It's just crazy that people can just lie so much straight through their teeth.
Right.
And believe it.
And it's
and truly believe it.
Just it. Stinks too for the people really close to those types of people because not that they allow it, but they think because the people that don't really react to it, they think they can get away with it. And then they keep doing it and it keeps getting worse because they think that the little lie that they made, they got away with. And then the lies just get bigger and bigger. And well, they think they're getting away with it.
Here's the problem also when people are compulsive liars. You lie about little things that you shouldn't because they're so small. And then something serious might happen to you and you come to your friends for help. And we don't know if we believe you.
Dude, they literally tried doing that last week.
Exactly. So what I'm saying is like you go like you lie about little things all the time. And then you can tell me my grandma died in a car accident. And I might be like, did she?
Yeah, it's getting too far.
I don't believe
far,
you.
Dude.
So then it's like you shoot yourself like you just like dig a hole for yourself or like. Any like it's like just like girl who cried wolf, boy yeah. who cried wolf, but yeah, like so many
girl
crazies.
Or guy who cried what?
I'm saying girl or guy, like
oh,
whoever.
Is it,
like
is that like a? Where does that come from?
Boy who cried wolf.
Yeah, is that
it's
a
like
movie?
A story.
Is it a movie or something?
It's like a. It's like a childhood story.
Oh, okay.
Like it's like he always.
I'm
says
thinking of Red Robin Hood.
No, it's just like a childhood story.
Okay.
And it's basically like he says there's a wolf, and then like when there finally is, no one believes him because he's been lying the whole time.
Mm. Got it.
But anyways,
do you have any other like little?
Well, this is just kind of funny. I have a funny thing now that this like is something I realized last night, not last night, last weekend out. We had this funny realization because we're out and the girls' bathroom had no line. Stalls were empty the whole time. The guy's line was like so fucking long. And we're just like, anytime there's a line in the guy's bathroom, they're all shitting in there.
Oh, 100%.
So, like, it was just a funny realization of like, why are all of you shitting in the rustic tap bathroom? Like, the line for the guys' room was so long.
I can't even imagine
long.
What it smells like in there.
It was so long. There was no one in the girls' bathroom. And we were like, what on earth? Like, so weird. So weird. And it's just like a funny realization that I literally wrote in my notes, like, when the guy's bathroom is long, they're just shitting.
Yeah, no.
And I just think that that's the brutal thing about being a man, is if you're like waiting for a bathroom stall, everyone knows you're pooping.
Especially when I think there's probably only one stall and the rest are urinals.
Yeah, like you're all shitting. So I don't know, like food poisoning.
Imagine if
West,
it got flooded, they would all be fucked.
Like, I don't know what they all ate. I don't know what's in the water, but men in Austin were shitting their
pants.
It's
the Tex-Mex. They eat Tex-Mex or barbecue, and then they go fucking binge drink.
Well,
men's stomachs are not well.
They were shitting their pants, let me tell you. Like, the girls' bathroom, I did not wait one time, walked right into a stall. There was maybe 20 people deep in that line.
Yeah, I need to have one of those nights where it's just no girls in the lines, because I feel like I'm always winning in a fucking line.
Well, I hate when people take so long in a public bathroom.
Yeah.
It, like, drives me insane. I'm like, what are you doing in there?
No.
I'm so also quick in a public bathroom.
Let's just talk about the fucking picture of Margs we had.
Oh. So, we went out last weekend
Taylor
on Saturday. We went out for Margs. And we got a pitcher, because the pitcher is always more economically smart. If you're going to get
two
drinks.
Don't do it two people, though. That was our mistake.
You got really, really drunk. I, like, wasn't that drunk.
Because
that
you
night.
I got two espresso martinis.
I got
after
Aperol
that.
Spritzes,
see, the Aperol spritzes, like, are nowhere near, I feel like, the level of the Lucky Duck espresso martinis.
Yeah,
I don't know what I was thinking.
I was, like, pretty chillin'. And then Sam, like, thinks she's so funny when she's drunk to, like, be a compulsive liar.
What was I lying about?
Because I'm, like, bringing this boy. I'm, like,
oh,
Sam, if
yeah,
drunk,
I was fucking with your man.
All my friends have met this boy except for Sam. And, like, I'm always, like, but you haven't met Sam. And that's kind of, like, the most important one. Like, not to freak you out. But, like, that's, like, kind of the big one. So she's, like, oh, my God, I'm going to tell him my name is Emma. So she's, like, cracking up. And, like, but what does he know? So you're, like, hi, I'm Emma. He's, like, hey. Like, what the fuck does he know? Because he's so out of it. Like, he wouldn't know, like, you're Sam from the podcast.
Yeah.
He has no fucking idea. He's never probably looked at the podcast Instagram once. Like, he has no idea. So he was just like, oh, hey. And I, like, let it go on for like 10 seconds. I was like, that's fucking Sam. It's not fucking Emma. And then in the morning, he goes, your friend Emma was cool. I was like, she was drunk. He was like, yeah.
Dude, yeah, I should not have. We had the whole fucking picture of Marks, which how much cups was that? Maybe four cups of fucking margarita mix. And then we went straight to Lucky Duck, got two margs. I had the hiccups, like low-key had the hiccups, didn't really want to tell anyone for a while. I went to the fucking porta potty in the back of Lucky Duck, stared in the mirror and go, looked in the mirror, I go, Sim, sober the fuck up, get rid of those hiccups, you fucking idiot. And I went back out to sit with you guys, still had the hiccups. So I was like, maybe I should get buffalo
Sim,
bites.
Yeah, then you got buffalo tenders and you were so on one. Like, people kept being like, where's your boyfriend? And you were like, I don't want him.
Dude, I didn't want him there because the amount of times, like the last like few weeks, like I have not seen my friends. I was like, I haven't seen my friends in a fucking month. I was like, I just need to have a feral girls night. And then he was literally next door.
Yeah,
bar next
everyone's
to us the
like,
whole
where is
time.
He? You're like, I don't want him here. I'm like, yeah, fuck him. I hate him.
So then we ended up like going to find him because like her man showed up and I was like, you know what? Now I need my man's. She's all over her man's. I need my man's. And ironically, me and him have like this weird like telepathic, like,
yeah,
we
they were
know,
walking out when you were walking
it
out.
Always happens, like, no matter where we are, always am walking to like wherever he's walking. So then I found him and I was like, oh my god, like, how do you know where I was? He was at the bar next door. He goes, I was watching you over the fence.
What a crazy person.
I'm like, yeah, no, I mean, I was really drunk and I have the hiccups, but do you want to go home? And
I went home. So Sam's boyfriend, like, is my biggest enemy. And he gave me his vape and I stole it.
Does he know that?
Yeah, Dave took it back home.
Oh.
So
that fucking, he was probably texting Dave, like, get that fucking vape back.
I was literally like, I was like looking at Dave. I was like, I'm going to take it. So like, I like get in the Uber and I was like, I was like, I stole it. I was like, motherfucker.
Honestly, good. Take it
and he
me.
Was like, yeah, good shit. And I'm like, yeah. Because you're like, I'm going home. And your boyfriend's like, we're going home. I was like, ah, maybe we'll go home. But then we're
he
with.
He like did not want to go home. And that man has been drinking since 9 a.m.
We're with our friend Maya and our friend Dave. And like just like random group. Random
Such
group.
A random group.
And I was like, I guess we'll go home.
Dude, Maya, you know was the like, girl oh. that we were with was 21?
Riley's friend?
Yeah.
20, I thought.
Oh, wait. Either way, I was like, you're
I
what?
Thought she said she was 20.
I was like, you're what? I'm 5 years older than you? Almost 6 years older
yeah,
than you?
Crazy.
What?
But, like, I was like, oh, I guess we'll go home. And they were like, no, like, I'll go. And, like, Dave's like, no, yeah, let's fucking go. I'm like, oh, okay, Sly. Like,
well, no, when
okay,
you guys
random
said,
group of people.
We were sitting at the Lucky Duck tables and you guys, let's go to West. When you said that, I was like, I'm
you
got
to remember, I will always, my let's go to West is me kind of being, like, in a
let's
little bit,
home.
I'll go home because, like, I live downtown.
Yeah.
So, like, see, if we're on East and everyone's like, let's go to West, like,
that's going the opposite
down.
Of where I live. So, I'm
right.
like, yeah, I'm not going over
so
there.
So, I'm always, like, oh yeah, down, because then I'll go home.
Yeah.
But we stayed out for like a pretty decent amount, danced a little bit, and then but I was like, I was never that drunk. But then my man tried to tell me, he was like, you were drunk, like you were singing, like, because they play country music and rustic tap, which is like why I like it in there sometimes. I have to be like on a good vibe, but the music was so good, so I was just like singing like music to him, and he's like, yeah, you were drunk, you were like singing so loud. I'm like, I sing country music so loud to you every second of the day. What do you mean I was drunk? I'm like, that's just what I, he was like, oh yeah, you're right. I'm like, why would that be an indication that I was drunk? That's just like, that's my
no,
default
No, you definitely
setting.
Were drunk. You can't lie. You had half a pitcher of Margs, two
no,
Aperol spritzes.
I was drunk at, when we were at the restaurant, I was like buzzing. And then I sobered up. That's the problem.
See, I did not. I never sobered up. I fell asleep on my couch downstairs
now, look,
at 9 p.m.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, I definitely wasn't sober. I'm not trying to act here, say I'm sober, but I wasn't, like, feeling like, oh my God, I'm so drunk, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like,
and then somehow ended up in my bed, and then I asked Alexa, thinking it's, like, 3 a.m.
Your boyfriend didn't go home with you?
No, he did. He was up. We were laying in the bed. I go, Alexa, what time is it? And Alexa goes, 11 p.m. And then he looks at me and goes, you really thought I was going to be, like, 2, 3 a.m? I go, yeah, I did. It's only 11. What the
so
fuck?
So, I'm, like, barely fucking slept, because the thing that we've talked about, I think on the podcast probably before, is that your boyfriend is just like a menace to society, like
huge menace
on the weekends. Like, we'll be up in the kitchen like late, like wake up early as fuck, and like when we live together, or like we went on like a weekend little staycation, and I was like, holy fuck, like just such a menace to society. I now have the same
issue, yeah,
of a menace to society in my home on mm-hmm. the weekends. And
I get
like
lucky though. My man's now plays hockey on Sundays at 10 a.m. So he's up and out. He's gone.
When I tell you, I told him, I'm like, you are just like Sam's boyfriend. Like, he came over the other day and he's like, oh, I had a coffee at 8 p.m. Now I'm wired. I was like, no, go to bed. I was like, go to bed. And he was literally like climbing all over me. He's like, oh, do you have food? He's like in my kitchen, like making food. I was like, I'm gonna fucking kill you, like I'm literally gonna kill you, like being a fucking menace to society.
Men.
And then on the weekend, on Saturday, he woke me up at 4 a.m. and wouldn't let me go back to sleep.
Oh hell no.
And I was like, I'm because he broke his phone.
Oh dude, I now had that pull-out couch in that other room, so I told him, I go, anytime that you're really fucking drunk and I just want to sleep, you're going on the pull-out couch.
He broke his phone by leaving it on my balcony and it got poured rain on. And then dumbass, he was like, do you have rice? I'm like, no, I actually just ran out of rice. So we took my blow dryer and blow dried his phone. And then that's what like sent it over the edge and broke it. So when he woke up at 4 a.m.
You're lucky you got that for free.
No, not my phone. His phone.
Oh, his phone.
His phone.
Dude, I was like, how are you not as mad? I'm
his phone.
Fucking fuming.
So when he woke up at 4 a.m, he had no like entertainment because he had no phone. So that's why he was like, wake up. Like, I'm bored. I was like, let me go the fuck to sleep. He's like, I have nothing to do because he had no phone. That's crazy. I was like, then fucking go for a walk. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, go on a run.
So, like, he's just a menace to society. Like if we lived in the same house and they were in the same house together. Dude,
I think
about
that all the time. I don't know if I can live with him yet.
Really?
No, I'm not living with him anytime soon. No, I just can't. I, like, can't picture it anytime soon because, like, he literally drives me nuts. I'm like, you just need to learn. Like, he'll leave, like, the sponge on the bottom of the sink. I'm like, put the fucking sponge in the thing. Like,
I put my sponge in the thing all the time.
Yeah, you've gotten better.
I always put my sponge in the thing.
What else does he do that pisses me off?
This man doesn't really piss me off, except when he's a menace on the weekends. But, like, he doesn't really piss me off any other time.
I guess that's it. He's gotten good at, like, a routine of, like, I go downstairs in the morning to, like, let the dogs out if he sleeps over, and his one duty is to make my bed. I go, make my
fucking What drives me nuts about, like, kind of any man is the boy eyes.
Oh, don't even get me started on that.
Like, can you get me my phone? Where is it? On the counter? I don't see it. It's right there. I'm like, it's right there.
Yeah. No, I hate it. Or he'll be looking in the fridge. Where's your ketchup? It's literally straight ahead. I'm like, it's right back in there. I can see it. I'm 20 yards away, and I see it.
Yeah, like, the boy eyes is, like, crazy. Also, when I tell you, my apartment looked like a hurricane ran through it, okay? Like, my makeup was everywhere in the bathroom. I, like, cooked a lot and, like, looked like a hurricane ran through it. It was disgusting. I was like, oh, it's so gross. Then I cleaned this shit top to bottom. Spotless. Spotless.
He comes over. He comes back.
No. He's like, I'm like, look, I cleaned. Isn't it so nice? He goes, it looks the same. What? I'm like, you're gonna look me dead in the fucking eyes and say it looks the same? Like, what do you mean? I'm like, do you see dishes in the sink? Do you see, like, a crumb on the counter? Like, look at my bathroom. It's spotless in here. I'm like, you're gonna look at me and say it looks the same?
Yeah, no.
What's your he's like, it was clean. What? I'm like, you genuinely would look in here and say this is fine? This is clean?
Yeah.
Men are so crazy.
I don't get it. I really don't. I think for the boy eyes thing, I think they're just speaking out loud when they're asking a question.
They do.
Like, I don't think they really mean, where's the ketchup? I think it's just them processing, like,
agree.
Where's the ketchup? But they're asking. And I'm like, just don't ask, because then it stresses me out.
Because, oh my God, that's one of my biggest pet peeves in this life. And when I'm with my family, like, my mom, my grandma does it too. When people just talk out loud for the purpose of, like, speaking.
Yeah.
Just for the purpose of speaking. Like, asking dumb questions just because, like, they're having a thought and they're saying it out loud. Holy fuck, I'll kill you. Like, that drives me insane. And when my whole family was here, like, my mom and my sisters, I was going crazy with that. Like, just, I can't even think of an example. But my mom asked me one question, like, the last day she was here. And I was like, don't you think if I, like, I literally, like, was so pissed. And she was like, okay, you know what? Now I'm done. And she got all pissed at me. But I was like, no, because why would you ask that? Like, and I got really, really pissed. But it was, like, the last day. But I was like, no, I can't. Like,
it's just them stalling time and, like, processing, like, yeah, where is it?
Some people just, like, don't like silence. And they're just, like, they just, like, want to talk.
I wonder if when they're alone that they ask those questions still. Like, I wonder if my boyfriend's, like, in his kitchen, like, where's the ketchup? Like,
or just
himself.
Like, because guys also just go slow.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, slow. Like, when a guy's like, oh, like, I'll do it for you to be, like, nice. But you're like, okay, but you're going to take, like, 15 minutes to do that. And I'll do it in 30 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to get up because you.
Or when you ask them to do something, they're like, yeah, in a minute. It's like, no, I need it done now.
Yeah. They're like, oh, I'll do it. Like, you, like, stay here. Like, stay, like, down. It's like, right. But, like, what time will that be? Like, because I'll just do it right now. It's like if you tell a guy, like, take out the trash, and they're like, I need to take out the trash. Like, I'll do it. And then they, like, sit down. It's like, well, I'll do it.
Yeah, like, if you're just going
to
sit there and stare at me,
I didn't want you
to
do it at 10 o'clock at night. I wanted you to do it now.
Yeah.
Men are just so, like.
But we love them.
Love them dearly. I love men. Except when they leave the toilet seat up, too. That drives me insane.
Oh, my God.
Does he do
and doesn't flush it, too.
Does he leave shit in the toilet?
No, his pee. Oh, God.
Oh, I successfully the other day took a shit while he was here.
No. Ew, gross. But.
Well, it was smooth. He didn't know.
Oh, I thought you meant he took a shit.
No. I took a shit while he was here.
Oh.
Quickly, smoothly.
But the whole toilet thing, my biggest pet peeve, my boyfriend takes the toilet paper out of the holder and then like holds it while he's pooping. And then I'll put it down.
Why?
Put it down like on the sink. Why? Or like somewhere that it's not supposed
That's
to be.
That's so weird.
So I always come back to my bathroom and the toilet paper's not in the toilet
Why
paper
does he
holder.
Do that?
I don't know. He just like holds onto it. I'm like, why do you do that? It's so annoying.
That's so, why he just, I picture him like fighting for his life on the toilet like this.
Stop.
Like,
no,
like holding
no.
it like a stress ball.
Oh my God. We talk about the bathroom way too much in this episode.
Well, no, I just wanted to like update the girlies that I did successfully the other day poop.
Yeah, there we go.
In my own apartment. Oh. But I don't think he knew.
Yeah, no.
It was fast. It was speedy. Oh. Anyway,
that's all I really got.
That's all I really got too. I'll get this up for you guys.
No, literally be up today. Literally up today.
This will be up in like 30 seconds.
I know. All right. Well, that's it from me.
Same.
We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.